Eulalia, Disc 2.
Chapter 5. The ship Bloodgullet nosed its course through heavy seas, heaving up and down with a constant seesawing motion. A squall had hit during the night, sweeping out of the north, bringing with it gusting winds and pelting rain. For the young badger chained to the mast, there was no shelter. He was out there alone on the heaving deck. However, the wild weather did bring one blessing with it, fresh rainwater. Gorath lay flat out beneath the centre of the huge square sail, with his mouth wide open. Raindrops puddling in a crease of the canvas came trickling down, providing him with a much-needed drink of clear, cold water. When he had taken his fill, Gorath crawled back to the mast. He sat with his back against it, awaiting the passing of the storm and the dawn of a new day. Gradually, the rain ceased, though the sea still ran high, with the ship dipping up and down as it ploughed southward. Daybreak revealed a dark, sullen sky with ponderous cloud banks in the wake of the vessel, rising, falling with the horizon glimpsed between foam-crested, greeny-blue waves of mountainous proportions, up and down, up and down. That was when Gorath got his first taste of seasickness. The wound he had received on his forehead formed into a thick scab of dried blood, still throbbed painfully. This, with the bucking of the ship, brought on a spasm of retching. The young badger slumped over, wishing that death would release him from his cruel predicament. From the cabin doorway, Vizca Longtooth and his first mate, Codge, watched Gorath. Vizca passed Codge a length of tarred and knotted rope. The golden fox's long fangs showed as he whispered instructions. The other smaller fox nodded, then inquired,
"Yeah, Captain, but why do you want to stop me?"
Vizca shoved him toward the badger.
"'Cause that's my orders, thickhead. Just do like I says."
Codge shrugged and swaggered off, swinging the rope.
"I do like you say. You're the captain."
Gorath had closed his eyes, trying to gain respite from his suffering in sleep. When the knotted rope struck his back, he wheeled about to see his enemy swinging the rope. This time it struck him on the side of his jaw. Codge snarled at him. Standing out of range of Gorath, he continued wielding the rope.
"Up on your paws, Rockhead! Who says you could sleep, eh?"
Gorath was too sick to do anything about it. He crouched by the mast, covering his head with both paws. His tormentor continued to flog at him with the knotted rope.
"Get up, lazy beast! Stand up straight when I speaks to you."
Vizca came hurrying up and snatched the rope from Codge.
"Leave that poor beast alone. Go away.